And so I understood the explanation of these people. And now to go on to other ways. And recently I visit, when I begin to visit, to my visit to other communities in January, I visit the community called Moss Factory in January, and also visit Moosonee, which is more like one community because it is very close together. When I visit in Moosonee, it was very unfortunate that day because many of those elders I have listed in my visit have been taken to do some special shopping in Timmins. And all the elderly lay women that I knew or usually talk about openly about the past were not in town. But I did manage to visit a few people. I had hoped to interview at least three people. My intention was to visit one elder that is over 75 or 80, that I would ask the same question. All I wanted was the simple statement is to say, no, it was not the religion, or to say, in theory or in the past, it was the only thing. I did have that answer. But in Moosonee, I did visit three elders and one middle-aged man. And I did speak to the young people. I will not be able to transcribe my recording of a young man. Only the young man did mind to interview him with recording. And the two elders that I spoke to, they didn't want no recording. But they spoke to me their own way and allow me to write their stories if I can. And I will be able to give their names if I were to do it. In Moosonee, the elders that I spoke to was one person is called Itel. Itel is the name. And his wife, which he marries only 20, 30 years ago. He had married twice. So the elder that I went to visit in Moosonee's name is Alfred Itel. And he is around 85 thereabouts. I did not speak to him at the first visit, but the next visit I speak to him. The first visit I only speak to his wife. His wife, who is much older than him, and also came from across on the east coast of James Bay in Quebec side. I did interview him. Unfortunately, he didn't want to be recorded. With the respect of a wish, I did not. But do ask that may I write her name and also the stories she told me. So she says, okay. And then next day I spoke to Mr. Itel. But before that, before I spoke to him, his wife told me that he was already too old and absent-minded. Not quite know exactly whether he knows what he's talking about.